At Free State Agricultural's 120th Congress, annual Congress, just outside Bloemfontein. We're talking to Thabo Hlongwane, and he's a well-known personality in the Free State and Central South Africa. Thabo, you are agri-specialist with Standard Bank, and maybe just from your side, the emerging farmers, and that's your speciality at this stage, the emerging farmers, do we do enough to really create an opportunity for them to become, you know, commercial farmers eventually?
Peter, I don't think we're doing enough. There's still a lot that we still need to do. From Standard Bank's perspective, we've come up with some initiatives to assist to develop upcoming farmers to get them to operate on a commercial level. But with that being said, there's still a lot that needs to be done. I think the most important thing that we need to focus on is the stakeholder relationships that we need to have and cement that so that we are able to better assist our upcoming farmers to get to a level where we want them. Having said that, one of the speakers spoke this morning at a conference and emphasized the importance of aggregation. So for me, that really speaks to what we're doing at Standard Bank. We're trying to get a lot of stakeholders involved to make sure that our upcoming farmers are well developed and we assist them the best way we can. So stakeholder relationships, that's very important for me. I've visited a couple of farmers in the past, and they've got really established farming operations, but you can see that there's still a huge need for them to actually get to where we want them to get to. For instance, the problems with access to funding, the infrastructure development on their farms, that's still a huge problem, because as we all know, there are some challenges that our upcoming farmers are facing, and access to funding is one of them. So we're Standard Bank, we're trying to bridge that gap to make sure that the farmers are having that type of assistance so that we can get them to operate on a commercial level.
Thabo, just from a commercial bank and financial institution side, are there any contact and any influence that you can have with you know, organized agriculture, you know, like farmers associations? Please just elaborate on that.
We actually work quite closely with them, and one of the main things that I've actually noticed is the need to actually link up the upcoming farmers with the commercial farmers. So we work closely with the commercial farmers to make sure that we link them up, because like we said, aggregation, getting them to work together, that's very important and critical to make sure that we have a transformed agriculture in the Free State. So we've got really good relations with organized agriculture as well as other commodity organizations that we partner with to make sure that we are better able to assist and also mitigate the risk, you know, sharing that risk between the bank and other organizations. That's very important.
It's lekker om te gesels met 'n man wat ook 'n loopbaan in die sang gemaak het en 'n baie professionele man wat ook al wêreldwyd bekendheid ook verwerf het. Thabo, baie dankie met ons gesels het. Is jy net so vir Oulaas, is jy baie positief oor die landbousektor?
Very positive. I'm so going to start farming tomorrow as well myself. Thanks, Peter.
Dit is Thabo Hlongwane en hy is natuurlik 'n landbou spesialist by Standard Bank.